Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Playing music the guest is gonna love. No, not Bob Johnson. By the way, though, if you do see Bob Johnson around, just talk to him on the phone. He just had celebrated their 35th anniversary. So,
wow.
Well done, son. Starting real soon. Just getting going. no, that's fantastic. But here in studio with me, I have Nicole Stacy, who's a dear friend, who is also, what is your official position at Visit Pensacola?
Vice President of Destination Development.
VDD.
Sure. No, VP.
VPDD. VPDD?
Yeah.
Okay. You're the Vippy Daddy.
Oh. Haven't heard that one before.
Hey, that's I make the marketing magic happen.
We did start
right
with
here.
Taylor Swift, so like, yeah,
I knew you'd be happy.
It.
I knew you'd. The other day when I was talking about the Taylor Swift album, and I mentioned that I had a dear friend who had listened to it four times since it dropped at 11 and she came on Cat Country at 5 a.m. the next morning. It was you I was talking about.
It was me.
So, yeah. So you inspired
Let's
me to listen to
it. Disclose all of our secrets now. It was me.
We'll talk about it some other time. but no, this is a really cool day. We are going to be featured on national television tonight, right?
We are. So we have partnered with Visit Florida, and we are kicking off their Live More Florida Days on the Wheel of Fortune. So tonight is the Pensacola episode. We're very excited to be the first destination featured, but the entire week will include destinations. But we don't care about those. We only care about tonight, because tonight is all about the Wayta Beach in Pensacola, Florida.
I was going to say, I think a lot of folks in Pensacola are like, oh, okay, there's other destinations, whatever. We just want to hear about us.
Yes.
Which is, I'm sure they just want to hear about them.
For sure.
But to me, what was interesting about this, what are the five places? Pensacola?
So Pensacola, St. Pete, Clearwater, Tampa, who else? Florida Keys and Key West, Kissimmee.
Okay. So you guys, or Visit Florida, picked five places that are not, I mean, you know, when people think of Florida and they live in Germany,
right,
they think of Orlando and Miami.
Yes.
Okay, and maybe Tampa.
Maybe.
Maybe. Unless they've been here or know somebody or whatever, you know, have a connection, they don't think of Pensacola. So the idea, and same thing for people probably who live in Michigan or live in, you know, Connecticut or live in California, wherever, is they know the really big vacation tourist hotspots.
Right.
And we want them to think about the other places in Florida that have amazing things to offer, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so that was really, anytime we can get an opportunity to work with Visit Florida, it saves us money, mm-hmm. which we want to stretch our marketing dollars as far as possible. To be on the Wheel of Fortune, which comes underneath, I didn't know this, but they have just as many views. They are right underneath Monday Night Football and the NFL.
I believe it. And we're,
I had no idea that people, that many people still watch the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, super popular.
But they do. And so we're so excited to be on a national level. I wanted to come on today because we hear from a lot of our residents that you don't see our advertising.
Right.
And you wouldn't, because our job is to invite visitors here. This is your opportunity to see some of the stuff that we get to do.
Yeah, no, it's actually kind of funny because my wife sometimes says it. She's like, I don't see these ads. I'm like, but when we drive, we see them, you know?
Right.
Or if we're watching TV in some other place, like in Nashville or in, you know, Charleston or whatever, that's when you see these ads. Mm-hmm. Or when you're driving, sometimes the billboards. I mean, there's not a lot of advertising that Visit does here in town.
Right.
For come to Pensacola, because guess
well,
what,
we
you're
do
here.
On news radio.
That's true.
Just saying.
That's fair enough. We appreciate that. So what, just for people who may not know, Visit Pensacola was a creation of the divestiture of the Chamber of Commerce from years ago.
Right.
Split off into Florida West, which has economic development, into the Chamber itself, and then into Visit Pensacola, which is not particularly within the Visit Florida domain. It's basically a separate entity just with the same name, right?
So we're partnered. So Visit Florida is the state destination marketing organization, and Visit Pensacola is Escambia County's destination marketing organization.
Or DMO. You sometimes DMO, hear the acronym DMO.
And so we represent all of Escambia County, so that would be Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, Pensacola, even Century. And we're promoting all of the different things to do to really bring visitors to this area to then get them into your hotels, to your restaurants, to your shops, and have a great experience.
And the idea is, what do they call it, the unified budget? Is that the name?
That's the
where, instead of having the beach advertise for the beach and have Perdido advertise for Perdido, or, you know, Century
advertise for Century.
For tourism for Century. There's this one concept of, let's get people thinking about Escambia County, but Pensacola, because Pensacola is the knowable, right?
Yes, yes. And so Pensacola, Florida, and, you know, because we have two great beaches, so we want to just really kind of hone in on, like, you can come to Pensacola, Florida, and you can enjoy Pensacola Beach, and you can enjoy Perdido Key, and they are both some of the world's best, prettiest, most accessible beaches right. for people to come and enjoy.
And the funding, just again, because people may not know, funding for Visit Pensacola comes from?
So that comes from the tourism development tax, which means if you're staying in a hotel or an accommodation, there's a tax that goes back into the funds, and that is the percentage of dollars that we get. So truly, this isn't residence taxes unless you're staying in hotels all the time, which we appreciate. But this is a visitor's tax primarily. And so when you're staying in hotels, we are putting that right back into marketing to invite more people to come here.
You know, when you stand between two mirrors and you look into the mirror and it's like this infinite regress of mirrors. So we literally spend tourism development tax money to advertise to visitors to come here. So they spend money on beds so that we can take a portion of that to use it to advertise to people to come here to spend money on beds.
It's wild. It's a wild concept.
It's great. And also, by the way, that they spend money on buying things while they're here.
Yes.
Which means that we get local option sales tax money that comes back to build schools and buy, you know, buses and buy ambulances. And, you know, of course, we manage to make them pay for a lot of the things that we do in our society. So it's kind of all connected together, economically speaking. Anything I've missed? And Wheel of Fortune is tonight at 6:30, right?
6:30. Tune in on your local listings, and then you can start streaming it as early as tomorrow. We're just really excited, and I hope that everyone enjoys it.
Absolutely. Nicole Stacy, the Vippy Daddy? Vippy Daddy?
Yeah.
He says he's not in this.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time, Nicole. Thanks for all you do. All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're thinking about moving, thinking about buying an investment property, or, you know, I don't know, you're starting a family and you finally want to get into a home instead of renting, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that. They do it with lots of people all the time. You know, they sell more than 150, between 150 and 200 homes every year. When it was really, the market was super hot, they were selling over 200. It was 165 last year. That means that every single week, three and a half times a week, on average, they're selling homes, closing deals, making it happen. And that means that they know what the market's doing. They know how to answer your questions, how to solve problems, how to get to closing. You know, a lot of times people start a process and then it doesn't work out. Well, you know, there's a certain level of expertise and skill that it takes to get all the way through that process, to avert the problems, to navigate the problems, to make sure that the drywall holes on the night before closing actually wind up getting filled so the home gets sold. Like, that's the kind of get it done, whatever it takes mindset that Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty have. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your last couple of chances to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset as you enjoy your favorite bands. This week, the Knee Deep Band hits the stage. They're a high-energy variety show with something to please audiences of all ages. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Not so fast!
Oh, what's that?
It's a bazooka!
Good morning, 8:20 here almost on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump is due to attend a Mideast peace summit in Egypt on what is being described as a pivotal day for the region. Of course, earlier today, Hamas released all 20 remaining Israeli hostages.
That is amazing. I mean, it genuinely is amazing. I don't know if we give it honestly enough credit. Had it happened a week or two before, maybe he would have won the Nobel Peace Prize. And certainly if phase two, even if half of phase two pans out, that's a cakewalk for next year, I would think.
Absolutely. In Seattle, their police chief says he's ready to stand up for protesters if the National Guard is deployed there. Police Chief Sean Barnes tells the Seattle Times that the nation is at a historic point. And he said he believes it's the police department's responsibility to protect the constitutional rights of the community there. Still no arrests. This is after 4 people were killed. 20 people were injured in a bar shooting that happened in South Carolina. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office there said it all happened on St. Helena Island, and they're still investigating.
Hmm. Okay. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3. If you need to get any work done inside your home, the plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, heating, anything like that, Peden takes care of all of those things. They started just as air conditioning when Robert Peden started the company back in 1969. Just thought, hey, I can do this, and I don't like to be hot, and I bet other people don't like to be hot. And look at them today, all these years later, and they're all along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile even. They've been expanding west across the state line over the last couple of years. So, anywhere in between, Gulf Breeze, Pace, Pensacola, of course, they can take care of you. And right now at Peden, when you choose the repair that their professionals recommend, you call them out for a service, there's going to be a fee for that. But if you choose the repair that they recommend, they will waive that dispatch fee. Plus, you'll get a full year of Smart Care membership for free. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com. 8:22 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I thought it was particularly interesting that apparently the UK has decided. This is amazing. You know how they're fighting obesity in the UK? Did you see this story, John?
No, I haven't seen this one.
Okay, so if you go to a restaurant in the United States and you order a Coke or a Sprite or a Dr. Pepper, I don't know why you would, but maybe you do. Okay, you order a sugary drink or what they call a fizzy drink. Okay,
a fizzy drink.
Yeah. And you drink it, and then what happens?
Well, you get sugar and caffeine.
No, I mean, what happens to the drink? If you're at a restaurant in the United States and you drink your Coke, the waiter comes along and says,
refills it.
Would you like another Coke? Not in the UK.
Huh?
They banned
refills?
Free refills. They've banned price deals. They've banned 2-for-1 purchases. And by the way, not just on soda, but on a whole host of things like chips. They call them crisps and pizza and basically anything that they think is unhealthy. They have now banned the deals, the freebies, the discounts, anything. You cannot sell people the crack cocaine of food anymore in the UK. And you cannot free refill anything. This is soft drinks, chocolate, sweets, cake, ice cream, breakfast pastry, pudding, sweet biscuits, cereal, yogurt, spelled with an H, milk-based drinks with added sugar, juice-based drinks with added sugar, pizza, crisps, that's chips, and savory snacks, spelled with a U wrongly, ready meals. So that would be like, I don't know, your
TV dinner,
I guess, is what they're thinking. I'm not really sure what that one is. Processed meat products, burgers, chicken nuggets, breaded chicken or fish, chips and other potato products, unhealthy snacks, and so forth, and free refills are going to be banned. So all of that stuff has limits on it. They, their goal here is to reduce, it's for the children. It's childhood obesity. And their basic premise is that if we can get kids to stop, or if we can get everybody, but what we'll wind up doing is getting kids to stop this stuff. Now, by the way, it's interesting because the limits apply on Coke Classic, but not on Diet Coke. So you can get refills of the diet drinks. Because I want to push you the diet drinks, I guess. Anyway, their theory is that if they can ban the promotion, ban the incentivization of these things, they think they can prevent 20,000 cases of childhood obesity. They think. My thought is, well, why stop there?
Wait, Don't talk about my fish and chips.
Well, I'm just saying, if you can stop 20,000 cases of childhood obesity by getting rid of the bottomless refills or the two-for-one discounts or the promotions at the gas station or the petrol station, I mean, why not just make it illegal? Just ban it altogether. I mean, if it's this bad that you can't do discounts, you know, you can't do quarter beer night or buck beer night or, you know, happy hour or whatever the different things people do at the bars. I was talking with somebody the other day, and we were talking about what was the cheap discount on beer when you were in college, and for us it was quarter beer. I don't know there's anywhere in the universe you get quarter beers these days, but okay. Anyway, cams and COs at Champagne. Anyway, why not make it just illegal to sell this stuff to children or to adults? I mean, why should adults be getting diabetes either? You know, why such half? I always think about the dumb plans people come up with that they are really just half measures. I mean, if you're really committed to the idea of preventing obesity through preventing people from eating the wrong stuff, then why not do this? So they claim that they will be able to save the National Health Service. That's a socialized medicine that they have in the UK. It's not great. I've lived there. It's not great. You know, good luck getting in. I mean, yeah, it's covered, but good luck getting in. Anyway, they think it'll save £2 billion. Maybe as much as 180 million pounds. Is this right? Health benefits of £2 billion for just health benefits, but actual savings of money as much as $180 million over 25 years. It's a long time horizon. But anyway, they think that changing this will dramatically affect the bottom line because we pay for unhealthy choices, right? But he gave me some ideas. 437-1620.
Oh, no. John Pickens has got
traffic on the fives.
Oh, no. Just don't touch my fish and chips. All right.
Oh, man. God, fish and chips in the UK is so good, too.
It's amazing.
Wrapped up in a newspaper.
Yes. And not newspaper, newspaper. Fries on the bottom and then the fish
on top. With the oil all coming through and you pour some, you know, apple cider or vinegar on the top.
All right.
And you just can't. Look, we make a lot of great fish in the U.S. I'm just telling you it's not the same. There's something special about it. I don't know what they put in there, but it's amazing. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Just one accident right now, right on I-10 eastbound before the Highway 29, or right after the Highway 29 exit. So just be aware of that. I'm not seeing any delays associated with this accident. It's off to the side of the road, but just be aware that it is there. Other than that, things are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says, you'll pry my BOGO bear claws from my cold dead paws. Oh, somebody says it's a saving both of pounds and pounds.
Ba-da-doom.
Nice. Well done.
I need that.
Well done. No, that's...
That's pretty good.
That's clever. That's credit. So, no, what I was thinking, this, and I may come back to this again for transgressors. You just never know. But I just think this is really easy. If you're going to start regulating how to advertise food to people, then really what they ought to be doing is just having the government decide which foods are healthy and which foods are unhealthy and which foods make people sick and which foods keep people from getting sick. And we just pay for all the healthcare by taxing sin foods a lot, you know? And then if you buy, you know, I don't know, vegetables and apples and
do you get a
yogurt,
tax credit?
Yeah, for sure. You get tax credits. It can all be part of the, haven't you ever been at the workplace where they have these wellness programs? You just have the national wellness program. You know, basically you get apples and carrots for free and you pay $1,000 a pound for ice cream or something.
Oh, not my bluebell. Leave my bluebell alone.
It's already $1,000 a pound.
I know.
And I was thinking, like, what could the dimensions of all this be? You know, can you go do exercise to earn tax credits? You know, maybe you do so many push-ups or weight reps or run so many miles. You know, maybe membership in health clubs or athletic clubs can all be tax deductible. Be kind of a. I'm sure the golfers would love it because it's so expensive to golf. Of course, then you'd have to walk instead of riding. You know, this is maybe some details here, but look, I have total confidence in the government to solve all these problems properly. They do such a good job with like the SNAP benefits, you know.
Good.
That was weird. That was like a thing I said, and then suddenly I had to cough. It was so unusual.
Cough.
8:29 on. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, sarcastic. I'm Andrew McKay. What else do we have going on? Hey, if you need to get that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to go shopping for it. It's like the buffet of good quality used cars, you know? Not brand new. Nothing's brand new. But nothing's all that old either. You know, first or maybe you're going to be the second or third owner, so you're going to have maybe a couple of years, a couple thousand miles on there, and then they're going to warranty that to 100,000 miles or 10 years and take care of you. And what I really think distinguishes them as a car seller is they always think multiple sales. They're not thinking about just one sale. Because, you know, if you just, a lot of used car places, you go there, you know, they're just trying to get you that one sale. And that changes how you interact with people if you think you'll never see them again. On the other hand, at Frontier, they're hoping you come back and see them again many, many, many times. And so they treat you like friends. They treat you like, you know, neighbors, like people that we're going to have a relationship with. And it shows in how they do business. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So we got Wheel of Fortune tonight at 6:30. We've got the 250th anniversary of the Navy, or birthday of the Navy today. It's Columbus Day, where we celebrate the discovery of the United States. It was Leif Erikson Day last week. Just lots of stuff going on. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump declares an end to the age of terror and death in the Middle East with the release of the final 20 Israel hostages.
Today, the skies are calm, the guns are silent, the sirens are still, and the sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace.
In a historic address before Israel's Knesset, to maybe the longest applause of his life, Israel has begun releasing some 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, the president praising Arab unity to get it done.
All of the nations of the Arab and Muslim world that came together to press Hamas to set the hostages free and to send them home. We had a lot of help. We had a lot of help from a lot of people that you wouldn't suspect.
But now the question, will they lay down their arms as President Trump heads to Egypt for the formal ceasefire signing? America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly, well, mostly sunny skies, and it is 65 degrees here in Pensacola. Absolutely gorgeous morning. We'll have more in our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. One person has died, another in critical condition after a crash on Highway 29. This happened in Cantonment over the weekend near the paper mill right around Way Circle. Officials say the crash involved an SUV and a passenger car. That car reportedly was ripped in half and then burst into flames. One person in the car died. The other was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Now, more than 3 months now after former Escambia deputy Greg Nesmith struck and killed two 20-year-olds on Perdido Key. The father of one of those victims says he's still waiting for answers. In an article on the PNJ, the father of Les Cunningham says he's currently still waiting for results from the Florida Highway Patrol's investigation. That accident happened July 5th as Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham crossed Perdido Key Drive. Both were visiting for the 4th of July weekend. Cunningham has filed a lawsuit alleging Nesmith's negligence caused his son's wrongful death. Nesmith claims immunity due to being on duty at the time. The judge denied a motion to dismiss that lawsuit. An investigation remains open. FHP says it could take up to 9 months to complete that investigation. A convicted killer set to die in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis signing the death warrant for Brian Frederick Jennings. The 66-year-old kidnapped, raped, and killed a 6-year-old in Brevard County in 1979. Jennings was 20 years old at the time. He was a Marine on home from Japan on leave. His execution date was set for November 13th. Well, a deputy hurt after a shooting in Dixie County. That happened in Old Town on Saturday night. Deputies were called to a bar after a bullet flew through the window. Deputy Cody Pope wound up getting shot. He is expected to survive. Getting reaction on that from two Florida senators. Senator Rick Scott and Ashley Moody saying they're both praying for Pope's recovery. Scott wrote on X that brave law enforcement officers are putting their lives on the line every day to keep us safe. Now, the Escambia Sheriff's Office searching for 17-year-old Yandel Duran. He's wanted on an attempted murder charge. This is after that recent shots fired incident on Pensacola Beach. The shots were reported September 20th. Investigators said it started with an altercation in downtown Pensacola, and it led to those shots being fired from a vehicle in the Quietwater Beach Boardwalk parking lot. Nobody was hurt, but multiple vehicles were damaged. Sheriff Chip Simmons said that Duran faces multiple charges, including attempted murder and aggravated assault. Well, tonight's the night. Pensacola is making a big appearance on
Wheel of Fortune.
Part of that promotion by Visit Florida called Live More Flora Days, featuring destinations from across the state. But Pensacola up first tonight. That show airs at 6:30. It'll also be available tomorrow on various streaming platforms. And it is 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with the man who is the front runner for Vanna White's job, John Pickens.
Wow. Boy, that really... Thank you. I didn't realize I was in the running to begin with. Okay, so I-10 eastbound. Let's see here. Right after the Highway 29 exit, we've got an accident off to the side right there. So just be aware of that. It's not causing any delays. And I'm not seeing any delays on the big board right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. We've got sunshine and 65 degrees. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a beautiful sunny day today with temperatures starting off in the 60s, getting into the mid-80s for your highs today. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back near 63. For Tuesday, a nice sunny sky day with a high near 85. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Keeping your beautiful sunny weather around for Wednesday, high near 84. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got, again, 65 degrees. It is an absolutely beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Your money now this morning. Our markets are jumping up. Reaction to all of the news in the Middle East today. The Dow is up 417 points this morning, 45,896.83. S&P up 69.75 points, 66.2230. NASDAQ up over 303 points right now at 22.508.341. That 10-year bond rate down just slightly today, 4.059%. Gold prices are up 110.80 at 4,111.20. Silver is up another 287 today at $50.12. Looking at the crypto market, mostly up, a little bit mixed. Bitcoin right now up about 633 at 114,981. Ethereum's up 12 and a quarter at 41.46. Solana up $1.22. Dogecoin up just very fractionally at 20, just under 21 cents right now. And XRP up by a nickel. It's 8:37 here at News Radio 92.3. The federal government shutdown continuing, with little signs of progress to end it. The Senate has conducted now 7 votes on Democrat and Republican plans for short-term funding. All of those have failed. The next vote scheduled for tomorrow. Third quarter earnings season is going to be in full swing soon. Big banks jump-starting things this week. J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, all due to release reports tomorrow. Wednesday brings word from Bank of America and Morgan Stanley, as well as United Airlines. And it's 8:38, our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
So, you know how when it comes to speed of driving, there are some people who drive really fast, some people drive fast, some people who drive medium, some who drive slow, really slow. But basically, everybody thinks that they're normal, and whoever drives faster than you is a crazy speed demon, and whoever drives slower than you is a crazy slow demon. Like, everybody's wrong except for you. Similarly, I have a theory. Okay.
Oh boy.
It's not about speed. I know Dave got very excited for the moment. We thought we were going to talk about speed.
I know.
No. I want to talk about lane changing. Because I have a theory that the same thing is true about lane changing. So here's my question. 437-1620, 437-1620. Are you a always change lanes, sometimes change lanes, or rarely to never change lanes kind of person? 437-1620. Because my theory is that however frequently you change lanes, you think that people who change lanes more than you are crazy aggressive drivers, and people who don't change lanes are crazy unaware drivers, basically. It's the same kind of relationship. But I'm curious. So here's my scenario. Here's how to measure whether you're a lane changer or not. Okay, two scenarios. Scenario number one, you are coming up to a traffic light where there are two lanes of traffic in your direction. Your lane has, let's say, two cars in it, and you're the third car, and the other lane is empty. Do you change? That's situation number one. Situation number two would be like stop-and-go traffic, you know, on the highway when you see 4, 5, 6, 20 cars. It gives me the heebie-jeebies to think about it. Pass you on the one side, and your lane isn't moving yet. Do you change or not, or are you like, just, I'm just going to wait it out. I'm just going to stick it out. So 437-1620, those would be my test scenarios. There may be other ones if you want to propose other ones, but especially I think the one at the light is a good test case for whether you are an always, sometimes, or a never. So, John, I predict that you are a sometimes, almost to never lane changer. Am I right?
Well, you got it pretty good there, because that's what I was going to say. Now, if the scenario had,
which is funny because he drives this massive horsepower charger.
Right. And if
this great sports car that never sees anything above 3 over the limit.
Well, yes, Sheriff, yes.
Correct. That's exactly it. Correct.
Yes. Yes, sir, Sheriff. All right. So unless there's like a semi in the other lane, or, you know, if there's a semi in my lane at the light, I'm going to change because the lights go so quickly. Just for that, just for the semis only.
Oh, okay.
Because the light will just change real quick.
Because they're so slow and you're going to be stuck behind them for many seconds.
Exactly.
Many seconds of your life will be robbed.
That is definitely the scenario where I'm like, really?
But otherwise, you just pull up and then when they go, you go.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
When you're in stop and go traffic, does it stress you out that other lanes are going faster than your lane?
No, but I hate the people that come all the way up and then try to get in.
Oh, well, that's a whole different issue. This is a merge thing. It's a whole different issue. All right. Yeah. So, Meg, I'm going to peg Meg as... Actually, I think you're a more frequent lane changer than John is. I don't think you're aggressive, but I think you're a... If there's two cars at the light and the other lane is open, I think you'll pull into the other lane.
You are correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not real sure or confident about the reasoning that goes into why you think I'm that way.
I'm like, is this like a psychology experiment or something?
Which makes me a little nervous because I'm feeling a little...
I think it tells a lot about a person, this question.
I'm getting a little nervous about that deduction. However, yes, you are correct. I will change into the more the freer lane.
Okay.
And I do go to the
speed. Do you do it with one car? If there's only one car?
No.
Now, see, and the little scrunchy face look that she gave is all of the distinction in the world. See, an always changer, if there's one car, you're going into the other lane. What if like one lane is 5 or 6 and one lane is 3 or 4? Do you change?
Probably not.
Yeah,
it's about the same.
But if it starts to be 3 to 4 cars, you probably change.
Especially there's certain intersections here in town that are always blocked on the right hand side.
Okay.
People turning right to go towards
I-10 or I-110.
So I always in advance will go into the left lane.
You take advantage of your knowledge of the scenario, general knowledge of the scenario.
So I will get into that left lane knowing that right lane's always backed up.
Okay, I'm going to give you the easiest question I have ever asked you in the entire history of you being the producer, John. What am I?
Oh, you're a frequent lane changer. I mean, I knew that from just following you.
I'll just change lanes to see what it looks like.
No, I know you do. I know.
I could concur.
What's
John?
The advantage over here? Nah, it's no good. I'll go back. No big deal. Whatever.
I've actually had to follow him in my car, and I'm like, whoa.
I'm guessing he's one of those people that changes lanes and then right away changes back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, I'm actually a good driver, so I know how to change lanes at the appropriate time to make progress. I don't usually have to change back. Mm-hmm. But I will pass a car and change back, sure. Mm-hmm, you know, fine, yeah.
Right, that's what I'm
talking about. And with a signal, because I'm not incompetent, and my blinker fluid is not out. We'll come back to this in a second, 437-1620. Are you a frequent, sometimes, or never lane changer? You know, rarely to never. You only change when you have to. Or are you a change... You know, when it makes sense, or are you like, man, I can make a one car advantage here. I'm making a change. 437-1620.
Yes. You don't change yours?
Yeah, you don't change your blinker fluid?
Stop it.
No, it runs low.
Obviously, a lot of people don't know about the blinker fluid.
Stop it.
And it's run dry in their car, which is why they don't use the blinker.
Stop it.
It's a closed system, but you do have to refill it every once in a while.
Yeah, you do.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with full blinker fluid.
That's right. Well, and, I mean, some people don't even know about it, and sometimes the store's out.
I know.
And so I understand why people don't
use
their credit.
Especially if it's on sale. You're not a good liar.
Some 17-year-old is going to be like, Dad? Okay. 437-1620.
I may be blonde, but I'm not that blonde.
Let's see. Somebody sent me an image of the the opening to Office Space where Peter is like changes lanes and then immediately the next lane over goes faster and then he changes back and immediately the left lane over. Let's see. TJ says no one changes lanes. Everyone is sitting still and I play Frogger all the way to where I'm going. Yeah. I mean, I never feel guilty about changing lanes. Never.
Especially if someone's following you. You don't feel guilty at all.
No. Whatever.
I know.
And
trust me,
if a cop's following me, a cop's following me. I mean, I'm not speeding much. 437-1620. Somebody says it's like I'm running the slalom going up across 3 Mile Bridge.
Now, the only issue
there is then you're speeding and changing. Speeding and changing. You know, my wife said to me the other day when we were driving, she's like, it's like you feel it's your road and you're entitled to go wherever you want without impediment. I'm like, It only took 28 years.
She knows
and
you more
understand.
Than...
That's exactly
See,
right.
See, that's interesting because on the 3 Mile, I will stay on the right-hand lane.
I usually stay in the right-hand lane also because I don't want to get a ticket. And
I don't want to get into the NASCAR racing
Very
ticket on the
bridge. Averse. Yeah, so. I'm the same. But I will constantly... If there is a car and no car at the light, I'm absolutely changing. In fact, I do it automatically. I don't even think about it. It's not even a question. It's like to stay where I am would cause me psychological distress. Like, I'd have to be trying to do it. I change lanes all the time, easily, no problem. But always with the blinker fluid, always active. 437-1620, I am always changing lanes, according to this, John says this, to avoid the idiots and to win the race. That's it. That's it, to win the race. It's a video game. You're playing a video game, you got to win a game.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
This isn't GTA.
Drive better. I mean, if you drive better, you know, I get bored. You don't want me bored. Bored people get into accidents. 437-1620. I tend to get in the lane I need to be in to go to where I'm going. I know changing lanes often is useless. Well, I will say this. It is annoying when you pass somebody who's going too slow, and then you get to the light, and they pull up, and you're like, yep, I know what you're thinking.
Right behind you.
But how many times you also make it through the light, they don't make it through. That happens too. So anyway, judgment goes both ways. Let's see. Somebody says, absolutely always a lane changer. That's Steve. Oh, hold on. Let me type a name in so I have future contact information. By the way, you can always text me your name, and then I'll have it. We don't have, like, caller ID or anything. Let's see. Bruce says, intersections, yes. Interstate, no. Oh, that's interesting. Hmm. I would have thought that people who change lanes in the, like, at the light would change lanes on the interstate too, you know, to pass people. But based on your scenario, I'm a lane changer. Somebody says, with the prompts, I change lanes as needed, but not often. Somebody else says, change also after passing, change back. No, that's true. You're supposed to be in the right lane. That's whether you're on Creighton or whether you're on I-10 or wherever. You're supposed to be in the right lane. Get out of the left lane. Let's see. Yes to both, but there are some exceptions. That's changing in traffic, but also changing at the light. The objective is always to avoid having another vehicle in front of me. Amen, brother or sister. I don't know the gender. The text doesn't tell me, but yes, no, that's exactly right. The goal is to have nobody in front. I can see it's safer. Not going to run into anybody.
But then you get bored.
No, I don't. I'm not in the car that long. Let's see. Somebody just laughed at me.
No, you got to read. You got to read up.
Oh, he drives like a grandpa to John.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Well, that horsepower.
I shouldn't say this because my dad listens to the show in Denver, but have you ever been with somebody who drives below the speed limit and just stays in the lane? Safe,
yes.
Tidy, calm. It makes me so uncomfortable. It makes me so uncomfortable. I've been teaching my kids to drive, you know, and I try to teach them not to be aggressive, not to be like me. But yeah, I grew up in Chicago. Give me a break. And so, but because I want them to be comfortable changing lanes, but I don't want them to be always changing, you know. But yeah, when the kids are learning and they just like stay in the lane and stay in the lane and stay in the lane. And I don't want to tell them to change because, you know, they're still learning. But, oh, my goodness, it just stresses me out so much. They're winning the game and we're losing. Stop. Oh, and yes, in stop and go traffic on the interstate. No. Oh, I count cars. I just lost 5 cars from that decision.
Wow.
It's the worst. Watching the lane over get ahead. Especially when I was in that lane. Oh, that's like watching the stock market drop. It's just pain. It's just pain. 437. I love that Meg is just.
I'm so relaxed when I drive, I guess. These are not thoughts that enter my head. So I'm sort of fast. I'm over here with my jaw on the
She's just watching.
I'm just fascinated by this whole line of thought.
Let me ruin your life for you.
Please
the
don't.
The road is full of people like me.
Well, that I know.
Yes,
I'm not
we understand
to
that.
And the horror show is that the road is also full of people like John.
Whoa.
And we all have to get along somehow.
See if your car works when
I'm
gonna you leave.
I'm going to stay in the right-hand lane, I've decided.
Somebody says, use your blinker. Yeah, no, I think that's true. I think blinkers are the bigger issue rather than lane changing. Carla says, I'm a sometimes lane changer, but don't really pay attention to the other drivers unless they do not use their turn signal. Let's see. Somebody says, I don't need no stinking turn signal fluid. It gets used, and I love the left lane. No lane shifting for me. Michael says that, Meg, you can get your blinker fluid at Walmart. And sent you a picture of the container. Yeah. Good morning, Andrew. I drive like you. Let's keep it moving. Turn signal always. Amen. That's part of the game. That's part of performing the game properly. I hate it when the guy in front of me's blinker fluid is leaking, and then I change lanes often. Because you don't want to get it on your own car. I mean, that's very understandable. Somebody says, Andrew, sorry, you made me spit on the microphone. Andrew, I think you need a sedative. Durr.
Yeah, really.
Andrew, you ought to drive on Blue Angel Parkway to get to the back end of NES Pensacola. People drive it like they're at the Indy 500. Well, it is. It's the Pine Forest 400. Let's see. If slow people would just stay right, we wouldn't have to slalom people. In Germany, people know how to follow the rules. And TJ says, it stressed me to watch someone in front of me start to slow down at a yellow light. We can make it! Oh, yeah, I don't know. That's all true. All right, that's it. Fun, frivolous topic. Now you know. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Ballet Pensacola tomorrow at 10:30 on Pep Talk, where Sarah and guest choreographer Michael Papalardo introduce the upcoming performance of Dracula at the Center. This is a must-see production. Every movement is infused with hypnotic beauty and raw power, creating an experience that is unforgettable. Tickets are available October 17th through the 26th. Get yours at BalletPensacola.org or at the Center Box Office.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Fall asleep, John. It's only because I used to fall asleep to this album.
So, oh, I was like, do I get to like prod you with the prod?
That's actually a question we should talk about another day. Is do you use anything to fall asleep to? You know, fans, music, whatever.
Oh, that's a good topic.
But Enya was definitely one of my sleep albums. That and Peter Gabriel's Passion Sources for Passion of the Christ was one. You know, some of these, you know, I don't know. They're just, it's easy to fall asleep to them. The Cure, actually, we'll talk about it some other time, but Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, that album. I used to fall asleep to that. I don't know why. And then I married my wife, and we fall asleep to a fan now. That's our solution. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Back to rolling accident-free and delay-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow down your travels. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Oh, I had asked Jimmy Petronis if there were Democratic congressmen who are foregoing their salary. Weirdly difficult to find. Somebody had texted me a list of a few Democrats and more Republicans.
From ChatGPT.
Yeah, I went and looked, and there's a Fox story about this as of last, what is this? This would have been Monday or Tuesday, that had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Republicans on here and 2 Democrats on here. So there are some on both sides. And that does not include Jimmy Petronis or Ashley Moody, and I'm sure there are others on the Democrat side. You know, he said he can think of about 20 off the top of his head Republicans, and he didn't know of any Democrats, and there may not be as many, but there are some. The answer is not zero, for sure. 437-1620, 437-1620. What else do we have going? Oh, Diane Keaton passed away. We haven't had a chance to talk about this at all today. Of course, you know, legendary actress, Annie Hall. She was the Al Pacino's girlfriend, wife, and godfather, you know, and many, 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 many other roles. But I say the same thing I always say. The reason it makes you sad to lose somebody is because they did something that made your life better. And that's, you know, that's something you should always celebrate whenever we lose somebody that meant something to you. Let's see. What else do we have going on? No, I've done all of that before. Proposal to mandate cursive writing in the state of Florida. Don't we already? I think it's already done most of the places, but, you know, okay. I will say, I have said before, but I will say again, if you had to pick between cursive and typewriter skills, you know, the ability to touch type, way more important to be able to touch type. And that's until they put the implant in your head and you can just think you're, and then you won't need cursive either. Because it'll just be think your way to a paper.
I think you just blew Meg's head because she was like, what, an implant? Well, I get to do what?
I was just sitting here on this Monday morning thinking, I think I'm a very quick-witted, very quick-thinking person, but I am nothing compared to Andrew McKay. That's what I was thinking.
Well, we've been
I
at
bet
it
you're
for
better
four
at improv,
hours.
Though.
No, I don't know. With you, I'm not sure. Maybe yeah. not.
But
your brain, when you're talking about what you're thinking about when you're driving, now what you're thinking about this morning, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's exhausting.
So,
yeah, no, he has a nothing box. Let me tell you that.
It's okay, I mean, really.
What does that mean?
I have a nothing box I just go to.
I cannot do that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I know.
Because
no.
I've tried to help you.
Sit and not think about anything at all.
I've tried to help you.
Ring the bell, say the stretch your yoga pants, and no, I'm not a part of any of that stuff, ever. But I can fall asleep very easily, so that's not an issue. You know, some people stay up because they can't stop thinking.
That's
I'm out.
A miracle.
Listen on air at 90.